Want to give the Bavura the Zeichen Nishmas, my father, Harini Kaparis Mishkava, Simcha Ben Yaakov. The Mishnah has an Ayin Beis and Beis on the bottom, Ayin Alpha and Beis. It says, Ben Soro Moro Nidol Nal Shem Sofa. Mishnah Paskins that we project that he's going to end up being a murderer. And therefore, we kill him now to make sure that he won't end up being a murderer. The Yad Ramah has a comment on the Mishnah. The Gemara has on the Gemara, and in Beis Min Aleph, the Gemara quotes a Bryson in the name of Yosef Aglili, and it says that the Torah is Yer Ledaito, Sof Daito from the Tzorah Mora, then in the end, he's going to be Yotzel Parshas Drachim, and last them is Abrius. So the Torah says, Yomos Zakav, Yomos Chayiv. So the Yad Ramah's Masbir, that you have to say Melastim is Abrius, is not only going to rob, he's going to rob to the degree he's going to kill someone. And therefore, because he's going to kill someone, therefore, we want to stop him now and that he should kill him, execute him now, that he should die Zakai and not Yamus Chayiv. So then the Yad Ramah says, so why do we give him Skila? Because we know that Ritzicha, the punishment is Sayiv. So the Yad Ramah adds on, he says, Beferish, he says that the din is that we assume he's going to be Mechal Shabbos in that process. And he's willing to be Mechal Shabbos in order to do that. But, points out, therefore we give him Skila. But if it wasn't for the fact that he was going to be a murderer, we wouldn't have killed him. I mean, if he's just going to be Mechal Shabbos, we wouldn't kill a guy to stop a person from Mechal Shabbos. But since he's going to be a murderer, so we'll kill him. So since we're killing him anyway, and he also is going to be Mechal Shabbos, so we up the onish to Skila. That's how the Yad Ramah is mazed with this din. And you see Beferish, the Ramban al-Torah points out regarding this din, the Ramban al-Torah points out that regarding this din of Ben Sora Mora, the Ramban is in Sefer Dvarim Perek Chafal Pasuk Ches. The Ramban says that the Ben Sora Mora, the reason why we kill him is that it's not based on a Maisa Avera. Any Avera that you do in the Torah could have two elements. It could be a Maisa Avera, it could be a Totsah. And most Averas are based on the action. Once in a while you have an Avera is based on the reverberations, the outcome of your action. And here the Ramban writes, he says, the kid hasn't even done something b'chayiv misa. This is a classic example of a person that is being killed because of the totsah, the chil Hashem that emerges. And he points out the Ramban, and he doesn't quote the Gemara on Daf Pei Tesem et Aleph, but the Gemara on Pei Tesem et Aleph says, quotes a Braisa, Tan Rabbana Arbet Tzrichim Hachraza. Four guys need to be announced, they did such and such avera. A Mesis, a Ben Sora Mora, of Zakin Mamre, the Adam Zomimim. All four of them, there is a requirement to make an announcement they did such and such. So the Ramban says, if you look at every one of those four, every one of those four Averas are result-oriented. And when something's result-oriented, people trivialize it, and they don't think it's so bad, because the action is not so such a bad action. And Fakir, we need to give the Musr that it's a terrible thing, and namely Ben Sora Mora is the first example that the Torah projects is going to be a bad guy, that we cannot, he's no Maisa Avera here now at all. By Amasis, he says, just because the Rav Paskins against the Sanhedrin HaGadol, we should kill him? That Maisa Psak is so bad? It's a terrible thing to have a person, the repercussions of a person arguing on the Amudi Yahorah, as the Rambam writes, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, that's a terrible thing, and for that, they have to be announced and they have to be killed. And he says the Mesis, is, even if he's not successful in convincing a fellow Jew to do a Avodah Zarah, there's not even a Mesis, it wasn't successful. The actual attempt that you have a fellow Jew doing this, we need, it's terrible repercussions, we need to scare the Yidim that this is terrible, and therefore they have to be what? They have to be executed and there has to be an announcement. And the Edim Zomimim, he points out, the din of Hargu and Ne'aragim, Kasher Zomam v'lo Kasher Asa, which in the Rav's vort, the Rav held that the Mechayiv of Edim Zom is not the Maisa Sheker, but it's the din of the Totsah of being an Eid Zomim, that you're caught as an Eid Zomim, and there's a technicality of Kasher Zomam v'lo Kasher Asa, Memela, it's not even the Aveira of Idim Zom is not a Maisa Aveira. It's the Totsah of being caught. People might minimize that. People might trivialize that. And therefore, we need to announce that there, in fact, Lamaisa was two people that were Idim Zom. So all four of those people need Afrazah. It's amazing that Rambam doesn't quote this Brisa, but every one of the four examples, he's obviously driving at this Brisa. There's a Pella to me, Rav Shevel Zatzal. He didn't point that out in the bottom, this Gemara, on Sanhedrin Pei Tesimanov. That's clearly what the Ramban is referring to, this Brisa. And Ben Sora Mor is the prime example where he's working off of, that is Nidon Al Shem Sova, the Torah is projecting. The Rav Zatzal just pointed out very beautifully, that every one of these four things, three out of the four, is enough in a Gemara where there's no Hasra. And Ben Sora Mor we'll get to now. We know from Mesis, Eskassim Abayz, Lo Sachmo, Lo Sachas Alav, there's no Din Hasra. There's no reason to have Hasra. Hasra is Kedil Hafim and Shogel Mezid. If the nature of the Aveir is a Maisa Aveir, you need to gauge whether it's Shogel or Mezid. But if the nature of the Aveir is outcome oriented, it's a Totsah, then Hasra is meaningless. There's no reason to give Hasra. And the Gemara has on Pechesim Abayz, on the bottom, that a Zokin Mamre, there's no Din Hasra either. Because again, it's not the Maisa Aveir. It's the reverberations. You got a guy being cholik on the Sanhedrin Agobel. And Adim Zomim, you know the Gemara in Ksubas Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Abaye v'Rava. Rava says there's no din hasra by Adim Zomim. He says, when are you going to do it? If you give it an hour or two before, they'll forget. If you do it, B'Shas Maisa will scare them off. If you do it afterwards, it's too late. So the Gemara says that was Abaye's reasoning. That was Rava's reasoning. Abaye asked on him. Abai asked them, said you could do the Asra an hour or two before, hint to them. Or it could be done talking to Dibor. So Abai said a different Pshat Kasher Zomim. They're lying. Adim Zomim are lying. They didn't give Asra. And you're going to require them to have Asra? That's a breach of Kasher Zomim. So that's Abai and Rav and Abai's reasoning why Adim Zomim don't need Asra. But in the Lamdus Adavar, the Rav point out, it works very well. Because if the Machai of Adim Zomim is not the Sheker, but it's the Totsah of being caught, Asra is meaningless. Hasra is only when the Maisa Aveir, and the getter is the Maisa Aveir, you need to gauge whether it's Shogeg or Mezid. If it's Totsah oriented, then Hasra is not appropriate. So what about our Sugya Ben Sora Mor? So Rashi says on the Mishnah, on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, that even though the Mishnah says Masrin Bo, so Rashi writes Beferish on the Mishnah, Masrin Bo, it's not Hasra. It's not Asra Gmura. First of all, the parents are giving it, not the Aiden. I was just a little bit bothered by that. I don't think we paskin that the Aiden have to give it. Could be even a shade, right? Okay, but Lamaisa, he means the parents. I'm just saying technically, we don't paskin like that Tana that Aiden have to give Asra. The Gemara says, Max, even a shade. Another party can give it. Okay, but what Rashi means is that this is not real Hasra. It's the parents are doing it. And it's a Suffolk Asra. We don't know if they're going to, they don't do it Miyad. So he says the whole thing is Musr. So according to Rashi, also put it on the list that fits very well, that Ben Sora Mora, there is no Hasra. Because again, it's Nidal Shem Sofer, and Hasra would be inappropriate. If you look in the Rambam says not that way. And Taisus Poshup Shah and the Ramban also seem to say like this, that there is Hasra. The Rambam Perek Zayin, Alok HaZayin, Alok HaZayin, says, he goes through the whole thing, and he says that Zu Edus Rishonah Malkin also Kishar Ma'achuyev Malkios Shem Rav Yisro Sov Yishma Aleim. So Chazon Ish Baba Kam is Medayik from the Rambam. He says Kishar Mischuyev Malkios Mestami Yidid Hasra. So the Rambam says Beferish that it seems to be that there is Hasra. The Ramban also agrees that there's a real Hasra. So that would seem to be a bit difficult on the list, but maybe we could save it and say as follows: it could be that the Gemara on the top of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis has a Beferish Mokker for the Azar from Malkus B'Mensorah Mora. Digs up the Yisro so. Then it has the Gzerah Shavah. So Taisvus Rabbi Kiveger in the Mishnayos points this out as well. Why do you need to dig up a special Mokker for the Azara for the Malkus for Ben Sora Mora? Hare, we learned earlier on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph said to Feirish that it was based on Losoch Lo Ladam. Azar Le Ben Sora Mora, Tamar Losoch Lo Ladam. So Rabbi Kivager says in the Mishnayos, because Olosochol Adam might be a lav shebeklolus, is a lav shebeklolus, and that it might be a lav shemitan lazaras b'shis beisnin, Losochol Adam. So therefore, we need to dig up a special marker. But it seems to be the Feirish that Lamaisa, this is real Hasra Gemura, and there is an Azara needed because Losochol Adam, which Tosis learns, is the Azara, and Tosis clearly learns the Achila Rishayin or Yerchayiv Malkus, the Achila Shnia Yerchayiv Misa. And Tosis clearly on Samakim Lavdir Masko Mishum is learning that the Azara is on the Achila Rishona. So you see clearly that Lamaisa, there's considered to be what it's considered to be a real Azara, and we need a specific one of Yisra. So Tosis here asks Akasha. He's bothered by Akasha. He's bothered by, why does the Gemara need to say? Tosis here in Samach Gimel and Aleph says Tema Shum Havet Lav Shabaklolus. He says that the Gemara said that this is considered to be a Lav Shabaklolus. Gemara said at the end of the Gemara Al Kulam and Alokim Shum Havet Lav Shabaklolus. But Tosis says, why do you say it's a Lav Shabaklolus? Why do you have to command a Lav Shabaklolus? A Lav Shenita Lazarus Mises Beisnin. Because the Nazara for Ben Soramor eventually gets killed. Va'odi says, and the Ben Soramor gets Malkus for the Achilu Rishonim. And Tosis says, Lefachod, you should be like it, Heicha, where it won't come to Lidei Misa. In a situation like Mechamer, as an example, you won't come to Lidei Misa. So why can't you be Loke, at least on that? Use a Bininav from Ben Sora Mora. So the Orsameach here writes, he says, on Tosis Kashi, he says, how do you use Malkus of Ben Sora Mora as a model to Mechai of all types of Lav Shenitin Lazarus, Mises Bezin, that should be Loke, as long as what? It won't come to Misa with this Misa. The Malkus of Ben Saramar is completely different. Mamish completely different. It's a Musar, it's to lead to Misa. What's the whole word of Lav Shenitin Lazarus, Mises Bezin? That the Lav's devoted to Misa. So how can you go ahead and now take this Lav and use it for Malkus? That's the whole concept of Lav Shenitin Lazarus, Mises Bezin. But here by Ben Saramar, Pum Fakir, the Malkus leads you on the road for Misa. Fakir, the Malkus leads on us. Not that they're like two opposing onshin. So that's what Dorsamech says on this Taisvis. So I'm saying, even if you held like the Rambam and the Ramban and Taisvis against Rashi, Rashi says it's not Asra. Masim of Neshlosh is not Asra. But even if you learn like Rambam, Taisvis, and Ramban that it's a real Asra, but I'm saying the Malkus here is a different type of Malkus. And therefore, since the Malkus is a different type of Malkus, the Hasra is a different type of Asra. So Lamaisi, I think, would still fit that whole scheme that the Rav Zatzal is Medayik with the Ramban, Arba Tzrichim HaKarazah, and all four don't need Asra. Even the Tzaramar, according to those Shidushim, they need Asra. It's not a regular type of Asra because the Malkus is a different type of Malkus. So Lamaisi, it still would be under that purview of being Nidon Al Shem Sofa. So that's the first Malkus I wanted to point out, with Nidon Al Shem Sofa, with the second, with the Din of Asra. Okay, the Gemara has on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Gemara says on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, in the name of Rava, it says if you eat chicken, you're not a Ben Sora Mora. Gemara affect the Kasha, it says if you eat Nevelis and Treifish, you're not a Ben Sora Mora, but Tahirin, you become a Ben Sora Mora. So Gemara says the Mishnah means Lahashlin. So what does Lahashlin mean? So the way Rashi learns up is as follows. Is that, first of all, let's mention the chasarn of chicken, different shotim, and the Yad Ramah quotes. One shot is because it's a Michael Kal, so it's not Derech Listin Mekach. Okay, you're not considered to be Derech Listin Mekach. Second shot is that's more expensive than Basar Behemoth. So people, the Ganav's not going to find enough money to buy it. And then he quotes the Rivah that says that Basar Oaf doesn't produce Simcha. Like the Gemara Chagiga Zayinim and Beis. Ain Simcha el Bebasa Behema. And it has to be, the Hagdar has to be Simcha. So you have to learn, even though the Gemara has a Lashon Mimshich, that it's going to be Mamshich you to become a bad guy, so you need Mamshich plus Simcha. So at the end of the day, the Gemara has this Chiddush of Lahashlin, and the way Rashi lines up with the Yad Ramah is that you eat Rov of the Trimas or of the Shear, you eat it with Basar Behema, and you're Mashlim it with Basar Of. And therefore you'll be chayiv. Says the Yad Ramah, in Hishlin, Basar, Of, Tor, Chayiv, Ho, Verov, Ashir, Mi, Basar, Behema, V'chaya, So it could be the mice, and this is not mukhrach, but I was thinking like this. It could very well be they have to eat the shear of basar behema, but to be mashlim it, it has to be off. So there is a mahalach that maybe we could suggest. I mean, why does the dafka have to be basar off? Because it's still called basar. Why can't it be vegetables or peiris? It's still got to be basar. It's got to be in the realm of basar. Lamashal, we have a concept. Whenever we say bitul barov, we always make things mutter. We know the famous Russian chulin. The Russian chulin says if you have three pieces of meat, and two are mutter and one is asur, so the Rosh says this is nepacha heter, and you can eat the whole thing. That's the sheet of the Rosh, all at once. It's a tremendous chiddush. Bitul barov makes things mutter, and Rashi and chulin and sarichesim and beis says the makor is acharam lahatos. Bitul barov, the makor bitul barov is acharam lahatos. That sheet is Rashi. And the Rosh has this tremendous chiddush. So when we find bitul barov, we find that you can take iser and mahapachit lehetter to the degree you can eat it all at once. But that's easy to do because you make things mutter. The shaila is, can you say bitul barov to be mosif chaluyos? Can you see, in the world of halacha, something that's mutter is meaningless. Okay, maybe you have to say a brach on it. But the fact that all these three pieces of meat are not mutter, shkoyach, so eat them all. But can be mosif chaluyos with bitul barov? For example, the Prima Gadim in the Shar Taruvah has a suffix. If two of the hamburgers are usher and the third is mutter, can you say bitul barov to be mosif chaluyos that all three are usher? In the world of halacha, something that's usher has a chalois. It has mamash a chalois. And therefore, do you say this council of bitul barov to be mosif chaluyos? That's the suffix in the Prima Gadim. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. For example, Rabbi Chanan writes, in fact, Oni Yontif in Simin Dalit, quotes, "So machlekes Rashi Tosin b'chayrus, if you have a mixture of tzir and mayim, and b'chayrus dafkof beis, if you have a mixture of tzir and mayim, so do we say that tzir is nullified to the water, that the tzir now can be makabel tumah? In other words, can it be mosif chaluyos on it that it can be makabel tumah?" Rabbi Chanan writes in Psachim that this is also a machlekes. Rabbi Chanan in Psachim in Kuf Pei Aleph. Oz Kupayal says a machloikis Rashi Taisis and Zvachim, and I in Chesam Rav. The Gemara has a case where this behemoth got mixed together. So whatever your mavatel, can you count the bitl in the number of behemoths? And that chapsanifka nafkamina by isurim. So the question is, can you say bitl barov the mosif chaluyos? So the only yomtiv paskins ladina like Taisis, you can't. Bitl barov only makes things mutter. You cannot be mosif chaluyos. It only makes things mutter. But the minchas chinuch Paskins like Taisus. Minchas Chinuch has an interesting scenario. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud Os Vav and Chav Chabez says if you have boxes of matzah, you mix together seven, let's say, are shmura and three are not, can you eat all 10 of them at the Seder? So Minchas Chinuch says you can, because he paskins like Rashi that bitul barov can be mosif chaluyos, and therefore you can be yotze zayin and mitzvah. Rashi writes this beferish in Sukkah and Tesamei Damascus Chavton. When you mix the schach kosher with the schach that's mechuber, Rashi says mingle them together. That's how Rashi writes choftan. Rambam learns katzon. But Rashi says choftan. What's choftan mean? That now the mechuber schach becomes kosher. It's moisif chaluyos. It becomes, you could be yitzhak. So the minchas chinuch holds like Rashi, and the yonta paskas like Taisus. Can you say bitul barov the moisif chaluyos? Maybe we could suggest, it could be that it might stem from that Reb Chaim, the famous Reb Chaim, you know, the Krach al Hashas, that he is Maz B'Tosef Baba Kama. How can you say Enochim B'Mamanach Arov? If we say Enochim B'Mamanach, how do we go bus a Rov in Beisdin? So the Tosef Baba Kama Chosayin Meis says Bitul Barov. He says it's the Miyut Kaman Delesa Domi. That it's a Kol, it's not Rov. Enochim B'Mamanach Arov, it's Kol. All the three Dayanam Paskin up like that, right? Rov's like said, when the Beisdin Paskins, they write Nizdaka Laploni, all three. Even though one guy said that the guy's chayiv. It's like he called it the unit theory. That all the dayanim becomes one organic unit, the base. And that's what Reb Chaim al-Hashas says, Rubo Kekulo stems from Achrei Rav Lahatos. I once asked on that Reb Chaim, I asked in the Shiri, why does the Gemara Nozud then need a separate marker for Rubo Kekulo? According to Reb Chaim, Rubo Kekulo is a manifestation of Achrei Rav Lahatos. The Gemara Nozud Mem Gimel is a special marker for Rubo Kekulo. But whatever the case might be, you see from here that it's built in Achrei Rav Lahatos
Bitul Rov comes from this din of Acharav Lahatos. And there's a Chalois on the Psak of Beis. Where do you see that? I think you could maybe bring a riot. The Ramordechai and Chulin and Daf Yud quotes Rabbeinu Yochar. He says, how do we ever have a Psak of a Beis Din based on a Rov? It should be Kavua. They sit in one place. Called Kavua Kemechza Mechzadot. So Rabbeinu Yochar says, no, it's not Kavua, it's Porish, because their Dibor is Porish from where they're sitting. So it's kind of, so I think you see from there is a Chalois. The Dibor separates from, it's not just Stam. To the degree it answers that Kasha. So if you say it like that, so you see this whole concept of Bittul Rov based on Acharav Lahatos is built in on a situation when based in Pasta, there is a Chalois made. So it's very possible that you find root in these Makairis that Bittul Rov could in fact be Mosek Chalius. So it could be, I was thinking, when this fellow eats Rov of the Basar from Basar Behema and the mute from the Oath, you have to say it fulfills the din of Simcha. You have to say it fills the din of Simcha, but maybe it's Mosef Chaluyos that you consider it to be Al Pi Din, that you ate the what? Ate it from Basar Behema to fulfill the element of Simcha, to fulfill the element of Mamcha, and it has a Chalois, that now he had an Achilu Rishayna, and then it'll be Chayev Malkus. Now the Lashon Yad Ramah is Rov Ashir Mi Basar Behema V'chayev. But the Chikam Rav Eichad Ocha Kuli Tartu Mi Basar Rov. Okay, but maybe what it means when he says Rov Ashir Mi Basar Behema V'chayev, It's Mabatel, the Miut, and it's Mosef Chalios. So maybe that's the Lumdus here, Pshat in the Gemara, to say that it means Lahashlin. If you say that there's Mimshuch and there's Simcha, so maybe it fulfills a Chalois, and you have a what? You have a Mahal to say that it's like Bittul Rov or Ruba Kukulo in a manner of Chalois. Because it has an Afkamin. It's not just time that it becomes Mutter. Okay, that's the Mahalach and Lahashlin. The Gemara, a few lines later, actually it's the next line, the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, in Ayin Amar Aleph, on the top, the Mishnah said, if the fellow is Ochol Dover Shu Mitzvah, with Dvar Avera, Dvar Mitzvah Tanchumi Aveilin, now the Pashtus is, it's interesting, then you see Nichum Aveilin, Pashtus Pshat is a Din Derobon, and the Rambam says, in Hichas Aveilin, Spirit Yudal Alocha Aleph, might be a Kim Dirais Vachlerech Kamocha, but Lamaisa, it's a mitzvah derabanan, and that's enough to get out of this din. What's Dvar Aveira? So the Gemara says, Taini Sibor. The time of my Omer Kroi, Neni Shomea Bekolenu, Bekolenu Velo Bekolo Shomakom. So the Gemara says, if the Ben Sora Mora, it's a kosher, because he's a bad guy, so you think this fits into his whole mahalach, eating on a fast day. But it's exerz a kosher. Now we know fast days are derabanan. Tiny Sibor. The Yad Ramah says it's based on Lo Tosur. Maritz Chayes points it out. So we know that even the Minchas Chinuch, who claims based on Scharia, he wants to claim Divrei Kabbalah is one day in the month. Mid Rabbanan, fasting on the specific day of Asar B'Teves, Shivasar B'Tammuz, or Gimel Tishrei, Shlosha Tishrei, that's the Rabbanan. But even he holds Divrei Kabbalah of the month, that's a famous Machlokes Balamori, Barcelona, whether Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah Dami. We usually assume Divrei Kabbalah is the Rabbanon, and therefore we would be making a Safik. So we'd say Safik, the Rabbanon Lakula. So the Gemara says, Beferish here, Beferish, that an Aveira the Rabbanon is considered to be a breach of Kolenu Shomakom. Now, there's a very important machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, as to the getter of Lo Sosur. Very important machlokes, Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, in Hilchos Ma'amrin Pirak Alfal Chabez, in the Raman Sefer Mitzvahs Kufay and Dalud, the Ram elaborates at great length, and he says Lo Sosur can't include even Takanas of Chazal Al Pidin, and you're over Lo Sosur if you break a Takana of the Chachamim. And the Ramban argues, and he says no, you're only over Lo Sosur if it comes from a din that came from the Shlosh Shrei Midos. That's a very important machlok is Ram and Ramban. The Ramban asks on him, how could you say the overload saucer? Why do you say Safik Rabban Lakulu? So Lecha Mishnah says it was built in when the Rabban made a takana in the case of Safik to be Mako. But Lechur, the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, is like the Rambam. Kolenu Shomakom is recognized even by Adin the Rabban. So the Ramban seems to be a bit difficult with the Pshat in the Gemara. Unless you say the Rabbi Chanan has in the Kutra Sofrim that even according to the Ramban, we have to do the takanas of the Chachamim because that came from Sinai. Gemara has in Brachos Ayim and Aleph
that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything, the rice of the Rabbanans, and therefore it's like based on Ratzon Hashem that we do it, and therefore maybe that's how the Ramban would have to read this line in the Gemara. But I was thinking, maybe we could say the following mahalach. It could be that the Rabbanans, the koach of the Rabbanan is very great, and the koach of the Rabbanan is so great that they can tell you how to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. There's kind of like two tracks. The Rabbanan can create a din like Hanukkah, the Gemara in Shabbos Chof Gimel Amarav. You know, what's the din of Heichen Sivanu, Lo Sasser Shel Avicha. But also there's a track of Lo Sasser that the Rabbanan can tell you how to fulfill a mitzvah min HaTorah. And if you don't do it, you won't be Yotze even min HaTorah. Even min HaTorah you might not be Yotze, according to many Shittas. You might not be Yotze min HaTorah. The question is, what's the makor for that mahalach? So, the Kesef Mishnah writes it's Lo Sasser. What are some Shittas that show this? The Rosh writes, if you eat matzah without Heseba on the night of the Seder, you're not Yotze eating matzah. Heseb is the Rabbana. It's one of the two takanas of showing, expressing Cheres. How could that be Ma'akev on a level of the Raisa? Because of the Shtikal Torah. The Rabbana have the ability to Ma'akev on a level of the Raisa. And therefore, you're not Yotze. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, in the beginning of Brachas, if you say Kriya Shema at 3 o'clock in the morning, after Chatzos, against the Chachamim, he says, you're not Yotze min HaTorah, because the Chachamim can tell you how to fulfill a mitzvah min HaTorah. Tosus has this in Sukkah and Dav Gimel Amar Aleph, that if you sit in a Sukkah where the Shulchan goes into the bias, even though you didn't sit in the bias, because there is Shem Yimshach Achar Shulchano. So the Prima Gunam in the Psycho Kolel Sorachayim quotes that Tosus, and Gimel Amar Aleph says, you're not Yotze min HaTorah. So there are many Mekairis that seem to employ the effect. And Minchas Alazar writes that Rashi Yimsochim on Dav Beis and on Dav Tes writes Beferish that if the Rabbanan instituted Bedikas Chometz, even though it's the Rabbanan, can Ma'akev on a level D'Oraisa. And therefore, if you don't do Bedikas Chometz, you're over by Rabbi Matzah. That's how Tosis asks on Rashi, what do you need Bedikas to make sure you're not over by Rabbi Matzah and Sochem Dav Beis Man Aleph? Right? So Tosis Bedikas because you might come to eat it. How do you answer Rashi? So the Ran says you didn't do Bittul, so Bedikas Min HaTorah. But Minchas Lozer says, no, you did Bittul. But the Rabbanan define what Tashbisu means. Not only just burn it, but seek it out and find it. And if you don't seek it out and find it, you didn't do the Rabbanan. So it's Ma'akev and level D'Oraisa. That's how Rashi says in Sochem and Dav Tes and Beis. If you have Tisha Siburim Shel Matzah, and the Gemara says 10 Siburim, one was lost. So the Gemara says you have to be Machmer. The Gemara quotes the case of Kavua, where you have 9 stores that are Usser, 9 stores that are mutter, 1 is Usser, and the Gemara says you don't remember where you bought it from, it's Usser. So the Gemara doesn't say what the din is. So Rashi says, talking about Bedikas Chometz. The Gemara says, Gemara compares din de Rabbanan to a din de Arise of Kavua. So Tais says, how could you do such a thing? Bedikas de Rabbanan. So it says, Aminchas Olazer, no. Bedikas Ma'akev at a level de Arise because of this concept. So what's the whole makor of this mahalach? What's the makor of this mahalach? The Rabbanan have the power to Ma'akev at a level de Arise. So Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva where the Gemara says in Sukkah and Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, if they make a Sukkah Agabi Behema, there's a Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda Reb Meir where the Sukkah is kosher. Because it's not Roi L'Shiva. You can't climb on a Behema on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So do we say that it's Ma'akev? It's not Roi L'Shiva. But it's only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara has a Lashon Sukkah Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, says, V'Doraisa Mechse Chazi, U the Rabbanan who apostle. That's what Reb Meir says. Therefore the Sukkah is Kshayrim. But Reb Yehuda says no. Reb Yehuda says the Rabbanan Ma'akev it, and therefore it's going to be what? A Sukkah that's not Ruyu L'Shiva. So maybe that's the Makor of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Maybe the Binyan Av, the Kol HaTorah Kulo, is some Sukkah. So Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says there, no, it can't be, because the Ritva says it din in Sukkah. Chag HaSukkah's Taskal L'Shivis Yomim. It's got to be Ruyu L'Shivis Yomim. It's a special din by Sukkah. You can't use it for a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo. So what's the Makor? So I found the Rambam writes in the Chusnara Basulu. The Rambam writes, if a person's Ma'anes, a woman who's ushered him in the Rabbanan, Shniel Arayis, the Rambam Perek Aleph Halachei says you can't marry her. What do you mean? There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Lo Sialisha. So the Kesef Mishnah says you should marry her. That should trump the issur of the Rabbanan. No, says the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, Lo Sosur. Lo Sosur can tell you how to fulfill the mitzvah in HaTorah. And if the woman is Shniel Arayis, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. So maybe that's the Makor. There's two tracks to Lo Sosur. Lo Sosur, the Rabbanan create a Chag, Chanukah. But there's another tier, the Rabbanan can tell you how to fulfill a mitzvah min HaTorah if you don't listen to Na Yotze, even min HaTorah. Even min HaTorah, you're not going to be Yotze.
That's the Chiddush Lo Sosser. So the Yad Ramah here, the Yad Ramah here in the Maritz Chayim say, oh, that this din of breaking the fast is a din of breach of Kolenu Shomakam because of Lo Sosser. So maybe we could suggest you don't have to come on Lo Sosser. Maybe this would be a din in Bin Navakola Torakula. Kolenu Shomakam includes dinim derabanan. According to the Rambam, it fits in beautifully because it even takana Lo Sosser includes takanas of the Chachamim. According to the Rambam, with that Rabbi Chana will be Ratzon Hashem. But maybe this will be a new makom. To this whole shtickel Torah, Kolenu Shomakom. Kolenu Shomakom means not just the Raisas, even the Rabbanans. And included in that is how the Rabbanans tell you how to fulfill mitzvah the Raisa. Not just the Surim, but also mitzvah Minat Torah. And therefore, maybe come up a new marker. It's not Sukkah. It's not Lo Sosser, but it's a din of Kolenu Shomakom. Okay, let's close now with the Mahalach. The Gemara has interesting din about Ben Sora Mora is on Ben Velobas. Gemara in the bottom of Samach Tesim and Beis says Ben Velobas, and then the Gemara says that it's interesting, quotes a Bryce named Reb Shimon, that it's really Ru'uya that they apply to a girl, but it's a Gzeres HaKosef. It's interesting, Reb Shimon is usually Darish time at a Kra, and here he says Gzeres HaKosef. So if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, in Pirik Zayin Alochi Elal says, "Gzeres HaKosef hi, shol yisakel ela ben sora mora, aval abas, eino nidonis bedin ze, shein darka li masheich, ba'achila v'shtia ki ish. Shnember ben sora mora, v'lo bas, v'lo tumtum andriginis." So it's modern here. The Rambam quotes like a Tama Dover. He says the reason why a daughter can't be a ben sora mora ain't darkly mashe b'chilish di, not lustful like a man, like a boy. So the Radbaz here on the spot asks the kasha, what's going on? Why does the Ram have to add that? So he wants to suggest that this old Bryce is Reb Shimon that said it was exerts kosev. Comes out the Chachamim argued on Reb Shimon and they said, no, the derech of a girl ain't darka. They hold ain't darkly mashe, right? Ain't darkly mashech. They hold a girl is not darkly mashech. Done. And I would add a havamina that she doesn't get skilu, but maybe she should get some onish. Kamash malan, since she's not darkly mashech, she gets nothing. But he closes with tzarchim. That's how the Rabbaz wants to say. So it's interesting. The Rambam gives a tam, not just the there's a, he starts off saying there's a custom, then he adds a tam. So the Rabbaz wants to say he had the tam to tell me that maybe she would have thought a daughter gets some onish. Kamash malan, she gets zero. So it's interesting. Second Nakud in this Rambam that's interesting as well, is he comes up with this drasha about Lo Tumtum Vandriginus. Where was that from? That wasn't in the Gemara. That wasn't in the Gemara. And then in the next halacha, in Halacha Yud Beis, he says a Tumtum that's Nikra, and he comes out to be a Zachar, he doesn't become a Ben Sora Mora, Shenemar Kiel Ish Ben, Achia Ben, Mishas. Now the regular Rambam is not the Frank, I have Mishas Hasra. So let's go with that because that's the way the Lechem Mishnah had that girsa. In the Frankel Rambam, they have Havaya. So the second Nakuda was where to get the drush about Andriginus and Tumtum. And number three, if you assume like the Lechem Mishnah's girsa, the old Rambams, if you have a Tumtum that gets ripped open and it turns out that he's a Zachar, he could be a Ben Sora Mora, Halacha Lamaisa, if he was ripped open before it was Asra. Now, the Lechem Mishnah points out this is against the Rashbam. The Rashbam of Bava Basra on Kuf Chav Vav says you have to be born. Mishas Havaya. He says even if he was ripped before Hasra, that he was a Zachar, you have to be born as a boy and you cannot be a Ben Sora Mor. So according to Lechem Mishnah, the Machlokes Rambam Rashbam, if he be ripped open and be a Zachar, could he be a Ben Sora Mor? So what's going on here? So it could be that if you say it's exerts a cause of like this din, Ben Velobas, so then it makes sense that, you know, he has to be a Ben from the very second that he's born. But it could very well be that if it's an issue of being a Derech Li Moshech, so if there's a Tama Dover, then maybe it's a Ram L'Shitaso. And the Ram would allow a Ben that it was a Tumtum that got ripped open that was showed it was a Zachar for Asra, Taka could be a Ben Sora Mora. Because as long as he was a Ben beforehand, then there's possibility to be Derech Li Moshech. And therefore, if you say like that, then it makes sense why the Rambam has the drasha, the mute of Tumtum Andriginus, because the Gemara has a lot of times in Shas. You need a pasuk to Lama'ute Andriginus V'tumtum, klap yishmaya yeshveka, chmanu litzlan, the Eibishter knows everything. You don't need Xerz Kosov. No. But if you say the lumdis is directly mashech, you need a pasuk to tell me that a tumtum and androgynous don't fit that concept. Because it's based on a svar, it's based on a tam. And that's goofy why you need a drasha to say that a tumtum and androgynous is not good. And that's goofy what the Rambam wants to say. Perhaps in the same halacha. So maybe that's the lumdis of, you put together these three nekudas, that it's ben below bas, but it's based on a svara. And he has a special, he includes in the Mi'ah Tumtum and Jigginess, and then you have that Machlokes Rambam Rashbam. Again, I note that this is like the old Girsas of the Rambam, Mishas Hasra, not Mishas Havaya, the Girsa like the Lech Mishas, against what we have in the Frankel Rambam. Okay, I'll stop here.
Yeah. The quarter of the toast was in the Torahs.
Yeah.
Basically said there's such a thing as Bittul.
Heter, or
heter,
right.
The
Iser,
the heter,
the Nas Iser. According to Rashi, Rashi holds the most of the
things.
Not Rashi, that place.
Okay, yeah. So isn't that against the Gemara? It says, Nevela Yahweh also Shkuta. Because if he's Sarcha, it's almost. So isn't that basically the idea that the heter is not on the Iser?